Hey everyone, Brother Gary, Hands Cross Borders Devotional, and we're continuing on through John chapter number 12. We'll start in verse number 20. And there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same came therefore to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we would see Jesus. Philip cometh and telleth Andrew, and again Andrew and Philip tell Jesus. So we realize as we're walking through chapter 12 of the Gospel of John, Jesus is there with Lazarus and Mary, and people are coming to town because of the great feast, the Passover. And we see that he has made this triumphant entry. We saw in verses 12 through 19, and the Pharisees are all upset because of that entry that they had, and basically the people that were there were saying, all right, the king's here, we're going to get rid of these Roman leaders and all of this kind of thing. But in the meantime, in verses 19 and 20, there's one or two days have taken place. And as a result of that, Jesus is there, he's preaching and teaching. Some of the things that have been going on during this time, we can find in Mark chapter 11, verses 15 through 17. Let me just read those to you right quick. And they come to Jerusalem, and Jesus went into the temple and began to cast out them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves, and would not suffer that any man should carry any vessel through the temple. And he taught, saying unto them, Is it not written, My house shall be called of all nations the house of prayer? But ye have made it a den of thieves. And so that was a fulfillment of Isaiah 56, 7. So Jesus is here. He's preaching and teaching and doing all kinds of things here. And he has thrown them out of the outer court there because they're just making merchandise out of God's people. As a result of that, this great curiosity comes in these certain Greeks, that's all that we know about them, and they had come up to worship at the feast. So Jesus' fame has gone out about. Now, remember, there's thousands of people there. Thousands of them. But they seek out one. They seek out Philip. And they say, hey, Philip, we want to see this Jesus that we've heard about. Great curiosity. He's been doing all these things. He just run those money changers out. And maybe they were thinking, hey, this is a fulfillment of Isaiah 56, 7. The Lord really doesn't tell us exactly what piqued their curiosity. We just know that it has been piqued. And as a result of that, we know that God is using this curiosity. God has planted that curiosity into those people. And so as a result of that, they want to meet this Jesus. They want to meet him. But they seek out, again, I want to bring that to your attention, this one person, Philip. Why? Because they knew Philip knew who he was. So here's the question I have for you today. When people look at you, do they see someone who really has a relationship with the Lord? Remember, they've seen Philip around. They know he's part of his inner circle, so to speak, as he is traveling around. This is a guy that's given everything up, right? Jesus met him there in Bethsaida, right? And Bethsaida literally means the fishing house. And so remember, Jesus said, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. And so he is a portrait of one who has a real walk with God. And instead of pointing him to himself or his organization, he brings them to Jesus. So the question again to you is this: when people look at you, do they see someone who has a real relationship with Christ? And do they look at you as someone that can introduce them to the risen Savior? May the Lord bless you.